Mistrust, love's gone behind. Some Altered Images wrapping up that set of music with I Could Be Happy. Originally found on the Pinky Blue album, which has a great Neil Diamond cover on it. But I've had that song stuck in my head, so I moved it over to your head. Before the Altered Images, what you heard, you're like, well, I think I know what that was. Yeah, it was Blondie. It was actually Blondie, an early version of Heart of Glass, which was, at that point, they called it Once I Had a Love. And they also called it the Disco Song. It was from 1975. I just thought it'd be fun to play that one. Played some Thomas Dolby in there from his Aliens Ate My Buick album with The Key to Her Ferrari. And then before that, and I don't know if you pick up on it, I feel there's a guitar riff in The Perfect Crime from the Decemberists. It reminds me of that Thomas Dolby, Key to Her Ferrari. Maybe you didn't pick up on that. It's okay. You were just jamming out to the music, but the Decemberists were before the Thomas Dolby, The Perfect Crime from The Crane Wife, and then Chris Knox from around 2000, I think, is when the Beat album came out with It's Love, which just happens to be used in a Heinz ketchup commercial, which was the mock earlier. Got about 10 minutes left of this radio show, and then afterwards, now if it's an encore show, I don't know what's after, but if it is Friday the 11th of October in the year 2024, you're going to get an encore presentation after this program of Courts in Session. And it's a pretty cool one. It is, because Rick Wakeman called into his program and he chats with Rick. Maybe not as cool as Amy Rigby, but it's not bad. Not bad, like, you know, up there. So anyway, tune in for that. Stay tuned, I should say, for that if you're listening to a live Viva La Mock radio program. I read the concert calendar a little earlier in my show. I found out Soul Asylum's coming to town, like in about a week. And the opening act is none other than, speaking of my rockin' attorney, his secret crush, which now I've made it not a secret, Juliana Hatfield. Going back to Juliana Hatfield's debut album, Hey Babe. Everybody Loves Me, But You. It's Juliana Hatfield here on the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody loves me, everyone but you. see.
Yeah, short set of music because we are wrapping up this radio show. Pretenders from their Pretenders 2 album, Day After Day. Before that, Juliana Hatfield from Hey Babe with Everybody Loves Me But You. Yeah, sometimes I feel that way. The request lines were a little quiet tonight, but that's okay. It's okay. Or is it? No, it's fine. It's fine. So what should I tell you? I tell you a couple things. Oh, how about I tell you, I forgot to tell you that Spack Brothers joined June supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, delicious Spack Brothers located at, well, the brothers might not be delicious, but the pizza they make is delicious. And that's what they are. They're a pizza place, but they also have hoagies and wings and salads, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They don't use any refined sugar in the sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They offer both takeout and delivery. For more information, go to SpackBrothers.com. That is SPAKBrothers.com. See, I knew I had something important to tell you, and that was it. Oh, I got one more. One more. It's somewhere in me. How about the fact that 86 million adults in America have pre-diabetes and they're at risk for type 2 diabetes? Only takes a minute to know where you stand. If you go to doihaveprediabetes.org, you can take a short online test. I think that's it. Thank you for listening. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mock. It's an encore presentation. Thank you for... randomly stumbling, that's the word. upon my show. If it's a Friday night, thank you for tuning in, taking up part of your Friday with me. Always a pleasure. You can reach me at WRCTRequest at gmail.com if you want to stop and say hi. Or make a comment about my haircut. It doesn't matter. Have yourself an enjoyable time after this program. And thank you again for listening.
At midnight, oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when B.B. got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
In session, the defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, time travel radio. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we're broadcasting over those FM airwaves tonight for the next 2.5 hours. We're going to have a great time tonight. We got a special night because right around 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to have Rick Wakeman. That's right, Rick Wakeman of Yes. He's doing his final one-man show tour of America, just doing a handful of shows. A whole bunch of them are right around driving distance from Pittsburgh, and he's going to talk about it tonight, and it's going to be dynamite. Can you believe that? Rick Wakeman, Six Wives of Henry VIII, Sir Arthur, all the great albums he's done with Yes and solo, tonight on Courts in Session. And, of course, we've got your requests. Throughout the week, I've been pulling them from emails and text messages and Instagram. And if you want to get last-minute additions, well, you can give me a call here at the station at 412-268-9728. That's 412-268-WRCT. So WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, pastries, savory hand pies, all made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, you can visit their website at sidecar412.com. Sidecar Bakery, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. And if you are interested in underwriting for Courts in Session or any of the great shows here on WRCT, well, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So a few years ago, the Stray Cats reunited for their 40th anniversary, and they put out a really great album, and the lead-off song was this one. This is Catfight, WRCT, 88.3 FM.
Soaking wet in stiletto heels, throwing down those girls and get onto the ground. careening around. Any other person, any other time, any other circumstance, I'd be fine. Any other woman but you. Any other time of year, and I'd have the strength, I could make a stand. Any other words but these wouldn't be right, and they would turn to sand.
Guys, Ricky Medlock from Lynyrd Skynyrd and Blackfoot is back with a new tune, a new solo tune. Give this a listen.
Thank you. life reminds another traveling tune. I've got my reason for moving on, and I'll never run out of road. The truth will lead me on. I've got good reason for being gone, and I'll never run out of road till the good Lord leads me on. Till the good Lord leads me on. My granddaddy, I chose mine. Didn't need to make no crossroads deal. Headed for the line. I've got my reason for moving up.
How about that brand new music from the Rattlesnake Rocker himself, Ricky Medlock? You know, when I was growing up, Blackfoot was king. They were just tearing up the radio airwaves with songs like Train Train and Highway Song and Spendin' Cabbage and Fly Away. And Blackfoot kept going on through the early 90s. I know because I was at all the shows. And then Ricky Medlock got the call, along with Huey Thomason from the Outlaws. Both guys shut down their bands, their respective bands, and joined Lynyrd Skynyrd. And so for the last 30 years, Ricky Medlock has been a part of Lynyrd Skynyrd. But that is his new solo single, Never Run Out of Road. Give me a call here at the station. Tell me what you think. Thumbs up, thumbs down, 412-268-9728 is the phone number. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we got a big show tonight coming up in just a little bit. We've got the legend, Rick Wakeman, legendary keyboardist of Yes, is going to be joining us. And also, that's not all. I didn't mention at the beginning of tonight's show, October 26th, Saturday, October 26th, a week after the Outlaws are in town, their lead guitarist Billy Crane is going to be coming to Pittsburgh for a special CD release party at Moondogs. And tonight I've got a pair of tickets to give away for that show. We'll do that later after the Rick Wakeman interview in the 9 o'clock hour. So you want to keep it right here at WRCT. You know, every year almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they even reach the age of 5. However, through basic healthcare we take for granted here in the US of A, with basic healthcare delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you're just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org. That's goodgoes.org. Find out about the ways you can help the good go further, brought to you by Save the Children and WRCT. So I should probably mention what we started off with. We started off with the last release from Brian Setzer and the crew in the Stray Cats. Track was Cat Fight Over a Dog Like Me. Followed by new music from the Fabulous Thunderbirds. We've been playing this track. It's been getting requests. New album is called Struck Down. And that track, Payback Time, features none other than the great Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. Greg Ken, by request from last week. Got a number of requests I got to get to from last week that I ran out of time. That was Any Other Woman. And if you said, man, I love that song, what album's on? Well, it's on his greatest hits. And of course, we lost Greg about a month and a half ago. He passed away. So I mentioned we're going to be giving away some tickets to Billy Crane after 9 o'clock. Let's go back a couple albums ago for his release, T. Petty, WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Full moon fever and a dream up ahead. Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. If you talk and they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You're the one that alcoholic beverage for me. Do you Counselor, Amanda Richard here. I know we don't belong to the same bars. Mine required no extra schooling. I just walk in and order a cold one. Nevertheless, I invite your listeners to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. on Wednesdays. We start off with songs from the liquored up side of the family, close down with a song or two from the gospel side of the family, and in between we play Pittsburgh's most eclectic mix of folk music. That's Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m., Wednesdays on WRCT Pittsburgh. Drink up, counselor.
The guardian of the waves, the defender of the faith, Carson Session, with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
Well, I'm a running down the road. And my load, I got seven women on my mind. Yeah, four that wanna own me, and two that wanna stone me. One says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we'll never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Ted, I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. You've got an open invitation next time you're in Pittsburgh to come here, join me in the studio and get behind the microphone, because I've got a key to the studio and you are welcome anytime.
Well, I've got a key to your heart, Eric, and I appreciate that very much. God bless you for celebrating the best music in the world, and certainly truth, logic, and common sense. You really do represent the pulse and the heartbeat of people that love talented musicians who unleash creative energy. So God bless you. And by the way, I love Pittsburgh. It may be the steel city, but I got words and guitar licks of iron, so we deserve each other. So thank you, Pittsburgh, and everybody in Pennsylvania for all these outrageous fire-breathing years of support for my incredible bands and my incredible music. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yamaguchi, I still believe. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I still believe in the American dream. I still believe you can hear me scream. You're still alive. On fire, I defy.
yourself.